USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. The Senate convened a rare weekend session on Saturday with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer encouraging the authors of a bipartisan infrastructure plan to finish writing their bill so that senators can begin offering amendments. MyPillow CEO and fervent Donald Trump supporter Mike Lindell says he's pulling all of his advertisements from Fox News after the network refused to run a spot for his cyber symposium, which he claims will provide enough proof of industrial-scale election fraud to propel the former president back into office.
Then we're going to bring it as a quo warranto to the Supreme Court. It's going to be 9-0. They're going to take this election down. And yes, Donald Trump will be your president. He is your president now.
The Cyber Symposium is set to overtake Sioux Falls on August 10th through the 12th. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Republicans in the U.S. House are pushing the Biden administration to disclose how many illegal immigrants who cross at the U.S. southern border are being tested for COVID-19 by the Department of Homeland Security, as vaccinated Americans are being told to wear masks indoors. Tensions are escalating between Israel and Iran. Mike Fortier has more.
Two Israeli officials tell the New York Times Iran flew unmanned drones into an oil tanker managed by an Israeli company Thursday night off the coast of Oman. Two crew members from Great Britain and Romania killed. Iran's state-owned TV cite sources saying the attack was in response to a strike reportedly by Israel in Syria last week. This is the first time civilians have been killed in incidents between Iran and Israel in recent months. The U.S. Defense Department says officials investigating the attack conclude multiple drones were involved, the U.S., though, not publicly blaming Iran for the attack, and Iran not publicly claiming responsibility. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A COVID-19 outbreak in a Massachusetts county in July primarily occurred among vaccinated people, sparking fears that a variant of the virus can impact that population more than other strains. Of the 469 cases detected in Barnstable County, 74% occurred among the fully vaccinated, according to a new study published on Friday. Democrats may be trying to put immigration reform into the infrastructure budget bill. Here's USA's Wendy King.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill, it could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.